This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Welcome into Vern's postgame show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow.
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Yeah, wow is right, Jake. Wow, indeed. Royals win an absolute roller coaster of a game. 4-3 walk-off winners. Man, there is so much to highlight, so much to get to after this one, but I want to start with you. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. If you are one of the near 22,000 sweating it out today at the K, we're not going to make you wait any longer. You jump right to the front of the line. Again, the phone number, the text line number, 913-586-7610. Man, every time I think I have the focus or what we should zero in on this post-game show, something else pops up. For as much as this entire post-game show could very easily be about Alec Marsh and what this young right-hander could mean to this organization, not just down the stretch in 2024, but for years to come. Because let's not get it confused, my friends. This today was the biggest game of Alec Marsh's career. And really, from here on out, every time that young man takes the ball, it's the biggest start of his big league career. For as much as I want to talk about Marsh, who took a no-hitter into the seventh inning and spinned seven scoreless against the best offense in Major League Baseball, and it's not close, by the way. He carves him up for seven innings. He punches Aaron Judge's ticket three times. For as much as this game's about Alec Marsh, how can you not show love to Michael Garcia? Garcia, who was, for some reason, receiving the frustration of Royals fans last night on the post-game show. He's undeterred. A slow June is not getting the young man down as he picks up his only RBI hit of the homestand. Now, you might hear that and say, well, big deal. He's a leadoff hitter. He's not expected to drive in runs. Well, only Gunnar Henderson does a better job of driving in runs from the leadoff position than Mikel Garcia. So, yeah, it is noteworthy when he goes six straight games without an RBI hit. That changed in the ninth inning with two outs against the Monster. I didn't realize how big Clay Holmes was until seeing him in person. That's, you know, Aaron Judge is intimidating. DJ LeMahieu and Giancarlo Stanton, these are big dudes. Clay Holmes is a monster. And for as much love as Mikel Garcia deserves for what he did against Holmes in the ninth inning, man, from Drew Waters. How about Drew Waters, man? I was up in the press box begging him, man, take your time out, catch your breath. Drew Waters is always going 120 miles per hour, but he's able to lock it in, leg out an infield single, and starts that ninth inning rally. But I can't solely focus on Drew Waters. You got to talk about MJ Melendez. How about MJ? The only thing you can't do there in the ninth is punch out. Can't strike out. And he doesn't. He puts the ball in play. So Marsh and MJ, Waters, Mikel, Bobby continues to do MVP-type things. And then what do you say about Matt Cutrero? Kansas City, is this not your skipper? Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Royals win in walk-off fashion for the fourth time this season. Mikel Garcia picks up his first career walk-off RBI, and the Royals get back to 10 games above 500, a 40-30 record. Well, how about this? Before we get to your phone calls, let's head inside that Royals clubhouse. Let's talk with the young man. Let's talk with Alec Marsh. 7 innings of shutout baseball against the best offense in Major League Baseball. Alec, thank you very much for the time following a terrific performance. Before we get to that finish, I want to start this morning. You understand this team has lost 4 in a row for the first time all year, and the ball has been given to you to face this Yankees team. What's your mindset when you wake up and show up to the ballpark this morning?
Hey, Vern, thanks for having me on. It's the same as any game, but I think there's a little edge today just watching, you know, how they played the last couple of games against us. You kind of get sick and tired of getting beat up like that. So it's just kind of going out there and trying to have an edge to you, and not caring that they're the Yankees at all, just sticking to my game plan and continuing to make good pitches and try to be consistent and see what happens. And just happened it was a good one.
A 13-pitch first inning, you punched the tickets of Juan Soto and Aaron Judge. Not too shabby. Did you know right away I got my good stuff?
Yeah, I mean, you try to make adjustments mid-game. I mean, things change from inning to inning. I was just trying not to worry about if it was good or not, or, you know, if you had a no-hitter going or whatever, just trying to go out there and make a quality pitch every time.
When are you aware that it's a no-no?
Too soon, probably. I think the fourth or fifth. You know, try not to think about it. Try to put it in the back of your head and just continue to go out there and do the same thing you've been doing because it's working. So not trying to get too big and continue to just make good pitches.
What's easier to put out of your mind, the fact that you have a no-hitter against the Yankees or the fact it's like 150 degrees out there?
Probably the heat. I mean, they're talking about it all week, so you got time to prepare for it, and you know, you try to, at this level, you try to thrive in tough conditions. You know, everyone's got to play in it, so just trying not to. It doesn't matter. I mean, just trying to have a good mentality behind it. That's about it.
Now, I know you're locked in there in the bottom of the sixth inning when Matt Cutrero's thrown out of the game, but what's the reaction? How much did you pick up? What's going on in the dugout when that's happening?
I was actually inside in the AC room watching it on TV. So, I mean,
smart.
He told me after the game he didn't know that I had a no-hitter going. I said, well, the next time don't get thrown out. Maybe I won't give it up. Whatever the call was, I wasn't trying to pay attention to it too much. But he's got his reasons.
How much do you sense this squad rallying behind, falling in line your leader in Matt Cutrero?
I mean, great. I mean, it's a players' clubhouse, too. You know, I mean, we got great leadership all over the place. Starts with Skipper and then all the way down. But, I mean, the guys we know we've been in a little bit of a funk lately, but we're going to continue to work our butts off and go and attack every series like we do. And, you know, I guarantee you next time we face the Yankees, it ain't going to look like this, this series. But we're trying to take this positive win in L.A. and go do some damage down there. So one day at a time.
Final thing for you. What can you say about the fight of this team? They're facing a monster in Clay Holmes, and they're undeterred. They get two off of them and win the game.
Fantastic. I mean, this is the first time I felt like all year, I mean, it didn't matter who they bring in closer-wise. Like, our guys are going to scratch and claw their way to a W or at least a couple runs every time. So, you know, there's no quitting us, and there's not going to be for the rest of the year. So, I mean, it's fun to watch. I'm just glad we came out with a W there and have a good flight and have a good night and take it to L.A.
Man, I hope you have a great flight. You earned it. Great job out there. It was a joy watching you. Can't wait to see you out there coming up in Oakland. Alec, thanks a lot.
Thanks. Appreciate it, guys. Have a good night.
All right. Yeah, you too. Alec Marsh, kind enough to dial us up after 7 innings of one-hit baseball. 7 shutout innings against the New York Yankees, a team considered not just the best offense in Major League Baseball, but many consider the best team in baseball. And Alec Marsh just shoved them around. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. So many different directions for you to go. Let's start with Will, who was one of the near 22,000 in the building. Will, what'd you think of that 4-3 Royals victory?
Hey, it was awesome, Vern. It was hot. But we love to see Mac Trero getting out there and standing up for the boys. We had a rough stretch with the Indians and the Yankees, and I think that's something that the boys can get behind moving forward.
I'm with you, Will. I was very happy to see it. Listen, I'm not normally one that is screaming like, you know, I'm not like Jay Binkley. I'm not like my wife. They love seeing managers get thrown out. They love to see fights and arguments and all that. I'm not normally like that. But in that case, I'm with Matt Quatrero. I was frustrated up here in the press box as well. I mean, learn the rules. And if you go back to Monday's game, the guy that was at second base today, the umpire Paul Clemens, that's the guy that was at first base back on Monday. The guy that missed multiple balks from Carlos Rodon. And then the guy that was at first base, Scott Barry, he was behind home plate back on Monday, squeezing Seth Lugo. So this has been building for a while. I was happy to see Q get his money worth. Screaming, cussing, learn the rules. You are the ones that enforce the rules. We need you to be better. I love that from Q. 913-586-7610. My game notes following this, the 40th win of the season, are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jays Southland Tow. Manny was in the building as well. Manny, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
The boys are playing some ball.
Oh, yes, listen, sir. Here. My son and I, we came out to the K again today. Hot, dripping sweat. But it wasn't as hot as Matty Q getting a little fired up for the fan base, drawing a line in the sand saying, Yankees, we ain't going to take it anymore. You can't help but love this team, love what they're doing, love the fight that they've got. Gives us a summer to come out here to the ballpark and just get loud for the boys in blue.
I'll tell you this. Thanks for the phone call, Manny and son. Matt Quatrero grew up a New York Yankees fan, right? Grew up a Craig Nettles, Thurman Munson, those Yankees ball clubs. He couldn't be further from that today. Not only because of his time in Tampa and the wars that those two sides had, but he's on, and you saw, no love lost between Matt Quatrero, this coaching staff, and that New York Yankees organization. I love, and how about what Alec Marsh just told us? The next time we see the Yankees will be a lot better than what you saw here in these four games. We could talk about what you just heard there from Alec Marsh as well. I mean, throw that into the pot of discussion here on the postgame show. I've talked Alec Marsh up for quite a while. I was pretty excited for this game today for him, dating back to last night, earlier today on the On Deck show. You know, that little interview there, what he had to say, had nothing to do with the questions. What he had to say, that's a confident young man. It's more than a con. That is a talented, confident, fearless young man with a big old right arm. A fastball that's getting up to 96, 97 to put Aaron Judge away in the fourth. Curveball, sweeper, slider. He threw, what, six different pitches today? At least a dozen times. Six different pitches, keeping that Yankees offense off balance. Alec Marsh, to me, is... Alec Marsh has all the traits that I love about Brady Singer with three times as many pitches as Brady Singer. Or at least three times as many pitches that he's going to throw double-digit times most days. Yeah. Alec Marsh, when you start talking about the 24, 25, 26, 27 Kansas City Royals, he has a chance to really be a pendulum swinger for this organization. He has a real chance, along with Cole Reagans, to lead this rotation for years to come, to keep this Royals team in the mix, in the division, for years to come. Let's head out to Parkville. Trisha, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hi, Vern. I was at the game. It was awesome. I was so happy even after the end of the first, you know, top of the first inning, when we held them to zero.
Me too.
Oh, my God, I was so happy with that. And then, of course, getting a little depressed in the eighth, but then we came back and won it, and I'm super happy again. And, yeah, Alec is just confident, composed. I'll watch him pitch any day.
Oh, he was incredible today. Trisha, thank you very much for the phone call. Glad you had a good time. And hopefully you were listening to the On Deck Show and the Double Play when I gave you that free money, the no-run first inning, double your money there. Yeah, Alec Marsh, a no-hitter into the seventh inning when Juan Soto did his Juan Soto thing. A well-executed fastball inside to the left-handed hitting Soto, but he's able to pull it into right field. It's the only knock allowed today for Marsh. All three runs, well, I was going to say charged to John Schreiber, but thankfully the error was indeed given to Garrett Hampson in that eighth inning. So only one earned run given to John Schreiber. Listen, they lose this game, I'm screaming about the defense. Just going to let you know, I'm still pretty frustrated. Garrett Hampson, I can't have it, bud. Can't have it. Booting it in left field, booting it at second base, can't happen. This is what you're in the big leagues for. To be a fundamentally sound defender, can't have it. But Waters, Melendez, Isbell, and Michael Garcia made sure that nobody's screaming about the defense. Those four combined to drive in two in the ninth off of Clay Holmes, and the Royals walk off victorious for the fourth time this season. Joey was in the building today. Joey, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh. Big win today at Kauffman. Really hot, but the boys really came out and gave it some fight in the ninth, as they always do, and they really just don't know how to quit. But my real big talking point today, Kyle Isbell is one of the best nine hitters for the Royals in a long time. He gets any type of runner on base for our deadly top of the lineup that we have. And I feel like he hasn't been getting enough appreciation recently, and I feel like he was a big part in that win in that ninth inning right there. But he's continued throughout this series to continue to get on base, and I feel like that's been a big deal for us. So thank you, Vern.
I appreciate you pointing that out. Thank you very much. Yeah, Kyle Isbell with MJ on first and two outs in the ninth inning with his team trailing by one. Isbell falls behind in the count 0-2, but battles back to run it full. And he takes a full count sinker down and away. He pokes it into center field. Melendez goes first to third, setting up what would be a game-winning two-run double from Michael Garcia. Yeah, Kyle Isbell in his seven games since returning after smashing into Bobby Witt Jr.'s knee in center field out here at the K. In seven games, he has eight hits and has driven in six runs. Not too shabby for, as you mentioned, a number nine hitter. a number nine hitter that you really don't ask all that much of. At least I don't ask all that much of Kyle Isbell. What I need from him is very sound defense. I need you to make the occasional spectacular play and execute the fundamental play offensively. Isbell's been solid. No question about it. 913-586-7610. We go to Ron in Lee Summit. You're next up on the postgame show. Ron, what's going on, buddy?
Hi, Vern. I was there today, and I just wanted to follow up on your comment about the manager, Matt Cotrero. Last week I called in and told Carrington and the guys that I believe so much in Matt Cotrero that I bought a custom Matt Cotrero number 33 jersey.
Ron, I told... Ron, real quick, I'll let you finish. I was listening to the drive. I mentioned it to Q, so he knows that you bought that jersey.
Well, that's really cool. Yeah. The thing about it is when you hear this manager talk about things like everybody just needs to find some way to help, whether it's a ground ball RBI, whether it's a productive out, and the team buys in and everyone follows to that, I really believe that's one of the primary reasons we're seeing what we're seeing. It's great leadership.
Without question, Ron, thanks for the phone call. I brought that up to Alec Marsh, and I don't know if you heard his answer. You know, we also have some great leaders in that clubhouse as well. It's a player-driven team, and that's exactly how Matt Cotrero wants it. You know, he has no real ego about himself, every manager I've been around has a little bit of an ego. Matt Cotrero has as small of an ego as any skipper I've been fortunate enough to be around. But the point you're making, he hates when I use the term buy-in. He thinks that makes it sound like he's selling something. But no, what you're talking about is all 13 position players are excited to do what they do. They're all excited to play their parts on the team. Didn't always have that. Matt Cotrero didn't have that at this time last year. Last year he had a few guys that thought, hey, I deserve more at-bats. You know, don't tell me about an evaluation season. I'm 6-7 years into the big leagues. I'm not trying to sit behind this dude, put me in the lineup. Which is understandable. But now when you look at the roster that J.J. Piccolo was able to put together. Dyron Blanco's embracing his role. Garrett Hampson and Drew Waters, Freddie Fermin, Nelson Velasquez. We can go on and on. That's a skill that is ultimately going to help get Terry Francona to the World Series. That's why he's one of, if not the greatest manager in Cleveland Guardians history. Now, sure, those Guardians teams had Lindor and Jose Ramirez, but a lot like this Royals team, 5 through 9 in those lineups were certainly not all-star laden. What you had were guys that understand when they're going to play, when they're going to be pinch hit for, what they need to do to help the team. Nothing more, nothing less. And yes, I'm with you. Q has done a great job of building that type of buy-in, that type of excitement. JJ, of course, deserves credit as well. Bobby and Salvi deserve credit as well. 913-586-7610. Pete was in the building today. Pete, what'd you think of the game?
Vern, hey man, yeah, it was hot. It was hot out there. But hey, listen, I came with a couple buddies. One of them is from New York. He's a Yankees fan, and we sat in like this section with like a ton of Yankees fans. And I got to tell you, man, like, it was so sweet to see them shut their mouths, man. Like, that was the best. Like, I was in section 417, and they just kept this Yankees chant going the whole game, man. It was frustrating, and we shut them up. But what I noticed, man, about the team is a couple things. I noticed batters staying within themselves, like Bobby Witt, staying short to the ball, you know, going opposite field when he had to, just doing his, playing his game, like playing smart baseball. And man, I see a team that truly believes in themselves, man. Like it's contagious. It's awesome. Thanks for the show, man.
Yeah, appreciate it. If you were listening after Saturday's win against Seattle, Vinny Pasquantino called in after that game and couldn't stress enough that, guys, this isn't, cliche. This isn't for the camera. We believe in all 25. And of the 26 guys, whoever you're talking to, they truly believe that Drew Waters was going to come through. That MJ Melendez would not strike out in that spot in the ninth inning. They believed that Kyle Isbell was going to find a way to get on base. They believed that Michael Garcia was going to lace that pitch 105 miles per hour down the third baseline for the game-winning walk-off two-run double. And as far as Bobby, you mentioned the freak that turns 24 tomorrow. Happy early birthday, Bobby Witt Jr., who today picks up his 30th multi-hit game of the season. 70 games in, Bobby has multiple hits in 30 of the first 70 games. Nobody else in Major League Baseball can say that. Bobby also leads Major League Baseball in runs scored. He had had another one today. He's now up to 59. And how about this? Bobby Witt Jr. hitting .330. Number one in Major League Baseball. Yeah. As a matter of fact, he picked up two more hits today. He's now one base hit behind Luis Arraez for the league lead. So I don't care what your fancy is on the diamond, Bobby's maybe the best at it. You like singles? You like extra base hits? You like a good glove? You like a big arm? You like a fast runner? He's all of those things in one package, yet to turn 24. My goodness. Royals win 4-3. We get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Ah, the Hall of Famer Denny Matthews, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Not only that, I don't know if we've seen a slide like that from Kyle Isbell before. It felt like he dove for home plate with like 45 feet to go. Whatever, he reached home and the Royals salvage one in this four-game series, and they wrap up this seven-game homestand with a 3-4 record. I know I would have signed off on that right out of the gate. I guarantee. I said I'm hoping for a 3-4 homestand. That was honestly the expectation. You can't get swept at home, and the Royals made sure that they were not swept at home, avoiding their first sweep of the season, picking up their 17th comeback win of the year. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. With the win, the Royals moved within five games of Cleveland in the American League Central. All right, let's go to Dan in Waldo. Dan, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals walk it off 4-3. Hey, Dan, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Vern, you got me?
Yeah, sure do.
Hey, I'm good, man. I was out at Kauffman today. First of all, that call from Denny was amazing. I didn't hear it since I was in the stadium. That dude never misses. No. Man, I mean, these never say die Royals. I mean, look what happens when you give them, I mean, a gem from Alec Marsh. But if they have a chance, you cannot look away. You know, we saw a few people leaving early, and we're like, man, what are you guys doing? It's within two runs. And, of course, I got to shout out my guy, Kyle Isbell. He's slowly making a case for favorite players on the team. But it was just a blast. I mean, I've had a blast every time I've been out this year. And my buddies are all getting back on board, coming out to games again. So it's been awesome. And I'll take it off.
Great to hear. Nice to hear from you, Dan. Yeah, it has been a blast. And I would imagine 90% of people listening that have been to a game this year had a blast. Because when you have really good starting pitching, really good defense, and great team speed, you're going to find yourself in, we've been talking about this since spring training, you're going to find yourself in 60, 70, 80% of the games in the 6th, 7th, and 8th innings. Defense tried to give it away. Just like the starting pitching earlier in this series tried to give it away nightly. But Waters, Melendez, Isbell, and Michael Garcia combined to put those final two runs on the board. I don't know if we're giving enough credit to what Waters, Melendez did as well. Those two that have been through the ringer this season. Big spots there in the ninth inning, and they get the job done. Let's go to Lance in Shawnee. Lance, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, was just listening to the game like I always do. Actually, I was watching it on my phone, and I caught the very end of it, you know, the Benny double. You know, I was feeling good here in my little booth at the car wash and then watched it melt down, started telling myself, you know, well, at least the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. That's what I tell myself. Hey, yeah. That's a good go-to, man. That makes me feel good instantly.
Bobby Witt Jr. You have Bobby. You can always fall back on that, too, that he's here right. For the next 6 years.
Yeah, he's awesome, man. I love how he always he leads the league in multi-hit games. And
I love that,
my
too.
My manager came in the bottom of the ninth and was trying to talk to me, and I kept one eye on the game. You know, because I was like, man, I just have a feeling. There's no way they can just keep going down like this. And then that Michael double down the line got me hyped, man. And it set the table for a great day and an awesome weekend. And I hope Kansas City's feeling the energy, because that's all it takes to start another winning streak, a big win at home. And let's go. Let's whoop on them Dodgers. I'm off.
Love it,
Vern. Have a good one.
Yeah, great phone call, Lance. Appreciate it. Yeah, Vinny Pasquantino got the Royals started, put him out ahead 2-0 with his two-run double in the fourth. Vinny's 19 doubles are top five in Major League Baseball. He has driven in 21 runs in his last 23 games. Let's go to Tyler in Kansas City. Tyler, you're next up on the postgame show. Were you in the building, Tyler?
I was not in the building, unfortunately. Listen to the radio. That's what I mostly do. I enjoy the radio a lot. But, you know, I'm just excited for the win. It was, I feel like Alec Marsh's start today was a good confidence booster for the rest of our rotation. I know we kind of got beat up a little bit this series. I feel like this was a good way to end it, to boost up them. As always, I've been all year as a big Isbell fan. He never seems to disappoint. My confidence level, when Garcia comes up, that 1-4 batters, I mean, I just feel like every time they're going to deliver, and they did.
Yep.
So, so when it comes to them, my confidence is high. I kind of want to start keeping track now of Bobby Witt's hits because he's going to, I mean, we're only 70 games in, not even halfway there, not even to the All-Star break. He's already almost have 100 hits.
Right.
At some point, you know, we got to start thinking, you know, is he going to beat Ichiro's record in single season, most hits in a season? So I'm excited to watch it.
What's that record?
262.
Okay.
I know. Okay. It's not unreachable. And Bobby's having a good start. So
He's on pace right now for 215, so he's got to get crazy hot.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay. I didn't realize that. So I'm glad you said that. All right.
Why not? You know, never count these boys out. Why not?
Why not? Make them more entertaining. Exactly. I mean, you know, I didn't turn off the game a single time this weekend because you just never know when we're going to come back.
So. 100%. 100%. Tyler, thanks for the phone call. And listen, that to me was the lesson of this homestand, really the lesson of this past weekend. Team falls behind 7-0 before they come to the dish, down 8-0 in the fourth, and they come back and win that game. That took this team, in my opinion, to a different level. You know, for early June to already earn that type of patience from the fan base, or at least they, in my opinion, earned that type of patience, where, man, we're not leaving yet. I'm not turning the TV off yet. I'm not turning the radio off yet. We're sticking with it. Have you not watched what these boys have done? That, to me, is the takeaway from this 3-4 homestand. Stick with them. And for the 13th of June, for them to already earn that, they're way ahead of where that 2014 team was. That 2014 team, we were looking at through the, you know, looking at out the corner of our eye. Rather distrustful. I'm sure a lot goes into that. Patrick Mahomes and what they did in 2015. Maybe we're a little bit more willing to accept good things can happen in Kansas City. But let's not get it confused. This team has earned quite a bit in the first 70 games. Royals win 4-3 in walk-off fashion. We'll take our final quick timeout. Don't forget the drive's coming your way at 5 o'clock, but we get back to your calls after this.
You're listening to Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Alec Marsh took a no-hitter into the seventh inning. Juan Soto broke it up right out of the gate. But then Marsh would punch the ticket of Aaron Judge for a third time. And then he'd do the same to Alex Verdugo. And then he gets Gleyber Torres to fly out to center field, wrapping up a career-high 7 innings, 1 hit, 2 walks, 7 punchies. Marsh has 146 strikeouts in 141 career innings. That matches Brady Singer for the most by a Royal through 29 career appearances. That conversation, it's a conversation for this offseason, but the Alec Marsh replacing Brady Singer conversation, that's something that maybe we'll dive into this weekend as we have some late-night baseball coming your way. Beginning tomorrow, Cole Reagans and Gavin Stone, the first of three at Dodger Stadium. 9:10 for the first pitch. I'll hit the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 8 o'clock, including your chance to win tickets to the Bo Jackson induction ceremony on Saturday against the Guardians. or Cole Reagan's bobblehead day Sunday against the Guardians. So be listening 1 hour before first pitch each and every game day for your chance to win those tickets. All right, Royals walk it off 4-3. They salvage one against the Bronx Bombers, and we head up to St. Joe to talk with John. You're on 610 Sports Radio. John, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, Vern? Hey, you go to 3 out of 4, you're due to set a win, right?
Yeah, and put some miles on the car, too.
Yeah, no joke. Couple things. We can thank Anthony Rizzo for today. He hot-dogged on when we scored in, what, the fourth, and then there in the ninth. He just kind of halfway picked up the ball. And then our bullpen, we talk bad about MacArthur when he's not there, but today he delivered, so I'll hang up and listen.
Yes, he did. He finished off Aaron Judge's golden sombrero. He got him swinging through a curveball for the first out of that ninth inning. I'm glad you mentioned the general. Nice job, John. Let's go to Cole in Lenexa. You're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Cole, you got your money's worth today.
I did. I talked to you last night, Josh, and man, I came out of work and I tuned into the game immediately, and I saw the Royals go down, but I'm like, I got a feeling here. Let's keep tuned in. And we got those runners when Vinny got out there, and it was like, we just couldn't get them in. And then we came out in the ninth, and, man, I don't know about this, but, man, everybody got to get on that Kyle Isbell train. He has a mean mug. He comes out there. He is tough, and he is always battling. It is amazing to see. So I love to see that. But, yeah, I wish I could have seen that Marsh pitching, man. That sounded so, so exciting. I'm excited to see the pitching rotation. We talked about it yesterday. You know, Marsh just proved himself today. We have turned around 100%. It's like I was like, I don't know if Marsh is like solidified in there, but he is now. Like, that is some good stuff. So, yeah, Josh, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for placing a call. Listen, Michael Wacha's a former National League Championship Series MVP. We talk about Marsh taking a no-hitter into the seventh inning. I've watched Brady Singer take a no-hitter into the eighth. Now, Brady Singer's been doing it for a while at the highest level. Michael Wacha's been doing it even longer. But with that being said, I can make a case that Alec Marsh is the third best starter on this team behind Reagans and Lugo. Stuff-wise, it's not a difficult case to make that Alec Marsh is your number three. Now, it's nice that you have something like today to use as Exhibit A. 7 innings of one-hit baseball. 7 innings of shutout baseball against the New York Yankees. That hasn't been done since Corbin Burns last year as a member of the Milwaukee Brewers. It's a formidable lineup. Well, you remember what happened on Tuesday and Wednesday. You know all about it. Carrington Harrison knows all about it as well. He's coming up next along with Rob Brenton. It is The Drive here on 610 Sports Radio. Much more. If you're on hold, stay right there. Much more Royals talk coming up on your home for Royals baseball for more than 15 summers now. Boy, was this a warm one. What, 99 degrees it felt like at first pitch? Good Lord. 4-3, Royals win. I'll talk to you tomorrow night. Take care. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture. If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Welcome back to Vern's post-game show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Alec Marsh took a no-hitter into the seventh inning. Juan Soto broke it up right out of the gate. But then Marsh would punch the ticket of Aaron Judge for a third time. And then he'd do the same to Alex Verdugo. And then he gets Gleyber Torres to fly out to center field, wrapping up a career-high seven innings, one hit, two walks, seven punchies. Marsh has 146 strikeouts in 141 career innings. That matches Brady Singer for the most by a Royal through 29 career appearances. That conversation, it's a conversation for this offseason, but the Alec Marsh replacing Brady Singer conversation, that's something that maybe we'll dive into this weekend as we have some late night baseball coming your way. Beginning tomorrow, Cole Reagans and Gavin Stone, the first of three at Dodger Stadium. 9:10 for the first pitch. I'll hit the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 8 o'clock, including your chance to win tickets to the Bo Jackson induction ceremony on Saturday against the Guardians, or Cole Reagans bobblehead day Sunday against the Guardians. So be listening 1 hour before first pitch each and every game day for your chance to win those tickets. All right, Royals walk it off 4-3. They salvage one against the Bronx Bombers, and we head up to St. Joe to talk with John. You're on 610 Sports Radio. John, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, Vern? Hey, you go to 3 out of 4, you're due to set a win, right?
Yeah, and put some miles on the car, too.
Yeah, no joke. Couple things. We can thank Anthony Rizzo for today. He hot-dogged on when we scored in, the fourth, and then there in the ninth. He just kind of halfway picked up the ball. And then our bullpen, we talk bad about MacArthur when he's not there, but today he delivered. So I'll hang up and listen.
Yes, he did. He finished off Aaron Judge's golden sombrero. He got him swinging through a curveball for the first out of that ninth inning. I'm glad you mentioned the general. Nice job, John. Let's go to Cole in Lenexa. You're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Cole, you got your money's worth today.
I did. I talked to you last night, Josh, and man, I came out of work and I tuned into the game immediately, and I saw the Royals go down, but I'm like, I got a feeling here. Let's keep tuned in. And we got those runners when Vinny got out there, and it was like, we just couldn't get them in. And then we came out in the ninth, and man, I don't know about this, but man, everybody got to get on that Kyle Isbell train. He has a mean mug. He comes out there. He is tough, and he is always battling. It is amazing to see. So I love to see that. But I wish I could have seen that Marsh pitching, man. That sounded so, so exciting. I'm excited to see the pitching rotation. We talked about it yesterday. You know, Marsh just proved himself today. We have turned around 100%. It's like I was like, I don't know if Marsh is like solidified in there, but he is now. Like, that is some good stuff. So, Josh, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for placing a call. Listen, Michael Wacha's a former National League Championship Series MVP. We talk about Marsh taking a no-hitter into the seventh inning. I've watched Brady Singer take a no-hitter into the eighth. Now, Brady Singer's been doing it for a while at the highest level. Michael Wacha's been doing it even longer. But with that being said, I can make a case that Alec Marsh is the third best starter on this team behind Reagans and Lugo. Stuff-wise, it's not a difficult case to make that Alec Marsh is your number three. Now, it's nice that you have something like today to use as Exhibit A. 7 innings of one-hit baseball. 7 innings of shutout baseball against the New York Yankees. That hasn't been done since Corbin Burns last year as a member of the Milwaukee Brewers. It's a formidable lineup. Well, you remember what happened on Tuesday and Wednesday. You know all about it. Carrington Harrison knows all about it as well. He's coming up next along with Rob Brenton. It is The Drive here on 610 Sports Radio. Much more. If you're on hold, stay right there. Much more Royals talk coming up on your home for Royals baseball for more than 15 summers now. Boy, was this a warm one. What, 99 degrees it felt like at first pitch? Good Lord. 4-3, Royals win. I'll talk to you tomorrow night. Take care. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.